Absolutely. We started kind of rocky, tough losses to Williston in the Kingdom of the Sun tournament, by the way, who's probably playing better basketball than anyone in the area right now. We had a tough loss to Gainesville High School over there, and we kind of responded also after a loss to Higgins, and we kind of got on the run. So we're playing well right now.
When you had the slow start, Greg, why do you think you're playing better now? What kind of helped that along?
I mean, I think the guys are just getting their legs up under them. We got out of football real late. It's definitely two total types of conditioning. A lot of people think, well, you just got out of football, you guys are in shape. It's two total different types of shape. So we're just really kind of getting the basketball shape. Guys, shots are, falling. So that's probably why we're playing much better now.
Tell me about Fort White.
Fort White is real scrappy, man. They have a point guard, I think. He's a floor general, and he plays well in the pick and roll. They like to run a high screen roll, and he makes great decisions. He attacks. He can come off and pull up for the jumper. He kind of makes them go. And then they have a tall shooter. He, looks pretty much automatic from what I've seen on film. And, of course, the game is in Fort White, so most teams play more inspired in front of their home crowd. And this game right here is a win or go home for either one of us. So, nobody wants to lose this time of year. So I expect a great environment over there and two teams that, willing to lay it on the line.
Greg, you've done this for so long, and you've been in district tournaments. You've, been in state championships, all of that. I don't know if I've ever asked you this, where – sometimes, like when I coached high school and we got into districts, I would always tell my team, look, everybody's 0-0. I don't care what you've done in the regular year. That was kind of my philosophy. But sometimes you can say, look, we've had a great regular year. Let's build on that. What's your philosophy along those lines?
0-0, Steve.
Okay.
As soon as we finished our last regular season game, which was senior night, I was like, our records are out the window right now. Everyone is 0-0, and, the first game of district is a must win. And, if we don't take care of that, then, the season is over. So I use the same philosophy, 0-0.
Have there been a player or two, Greg, that, started the season to now you've seen a lot of improvement with?
Absolutely. We know CJ is always consistent, but there's two guys, Dakari and DeBose. We play him on the ball a lot at the point. He started, a little rocky, but as of late, he's come on strong. Matter of fact, our last regular season game against Chiefly, he had 27 points. And then also Caleb Rawson has been, he stepped his game up also the last couple games of the season.
Last question for you. Yeah, I've asked CI this a lot because the tradition of basketball there is really, really deep. I mean, it goes back years. And kids who grow up there grow up with that. They understand. Do the kids understand the tradition? Is that something that they're cognizant of and try to uphold?
They definitely understand it. And anytime you're in the community or there's other people that are at games, those former players and people that played, whether they played under me or whether guys that played way before me, they're going to make sure that these athletes know the tradition of Hawthorne. And, they also let them know how proud they are. But there's the expectation here year in and year out for our program. So if they don't know, they'll be reminded. And then, of course, CJ, with him being my nephew, CI being his dad, he knows more than anybody, right now what it is to be a basketball player for Hawthorne.
I wish you luck. Again, Hawthorne's got a game at Fort White on Thursday, 1A District 6. Greg, always appreciate you, man. Thanks for your time.
All right, thanks, Steve.
You got it. Done a great job.